Section 126. Glorified art thou, O Lord my God. Thou art he, the fire of whose love hath set ablaze the hearts of them who have recognized thy unity, and the splendors of whose countenance have illuminated the faces of such as have drawn nigh unto thy court. How plenteous, O my God, is the stream of thy knowledge. How sweet, O my beloved, is the injury which in my love for thee and for the sake of thy pleasure I suffer from the darts of the wicked doers. How pleasing are the wounds which in thy path and in order to proclaim thy faith I sustain from the swords of the infidels. I beseech thee, by thy name through which thou turnest restlessness into tranquillity, fear into confidence, weakness into strength, and abasement into glory, that thou of thy grace wilt aid me and thy servants to exalt thy name, to deliver thy message, and to proclaim thy cause in such wise that we may remain unmoved by either the assaults of the transgressors or the wrath of the infidels, O thou who art my well-beloved. I am, O my Lord, thy handmaiden who hath hearkened to thy call and hastened unto thee, fleeing from herself and resting her heart upon thee. I implore thee, O my Lord, by thy name out of which all the treasures of the earth were brought forth, to shield me from the hints of such as have disbelieved in thee and repudiated thy truth. Powerful art thou to do what thou pleasest. Thou art verily the all-knowing, the all-wise.